What did the Israelis think? In fact, we know exactly what the Israelis thought, because on June 1st, 1967, just a few days before the 67 war, the head of Israel's main external intelligence organization, the Mossad, the head was a fellow named Major General Meir Amit. He came to Washington, and he said to the Americans, after they presented their conclusions, one, Nasser's not going to attack, and two, if he does, you'll whip the hell out of them. After the Americans presented their information to him, he said, quote, there were no differences between the U.S. and the Israelis on the military intelligence picture or its interpretation. So the Israelis knew he wasn't going to attack, and they knew if he did, the Israelis would whip the hell out of him. Well, why did they do it then? Why did they attack in June 67? It's the same problem, as I'll return to later, what happened in Gaza. It was the problem of the deterrence capacity. Because back then there was a fellow, well before the time of about half the audience, this guy named Gamal Abdel Nasser. And he was the main bogey, the boogeyman in the Arab world. They used to call him the Hitler on the Nile. And he was sort of like the Islamic fundamentalist today, sort of like Iran, the person you're supposed to hate. And the problem was not that he was an Islamic fundamentalist, like, say, the leadership in Iran. The problem was that he was what they called back then a radical Arab nationalist. And a radical Arab nationalist was a person who essentially had this crazy idea that the Arab people should have the right to decide their own destiny. So that made you a radical Arab nationalist. And then there was another crazy idea that went along with it, that the Arabs should have a right to determine the destiny of our, meaning American, resources, which by some strange quirk of fate were under Arab soil. And that was just not to be. And so this guy had to be gotten rid of, this Nasser guy. The special assistant to President Johnson back then was a fellow named Walt Rostow. And about a couple of days before Israel launched its attack, he said, this Nasser guy, and I'm quoting him, he's got to be cut down to size because he's disrupting our little stewardship of the Arab world. He's got to be cut down to size. And that was the Israeli view as well, that Nasser was whipping up the masses. In May 67, he says he's going to close the Straits of Tehran. The Arabs were getting this weird idea that they didn't have to follow Israeli orders. And the natives were getting restless. They were getting too uppity. And they had to be cut down to size, and there's only one way to cut an Arab down to size, because they only understand the language of force. So every few years, you have to take out the big club and break their skull. And that's basically what restoring deterrence capacity means, reminding the Arabs who's in charge. Back then, there was a divisional commander who later became a prime minister of Israel, namely Ariel Sharon, and he said in 67, we've got to attack Nasser because Israel is losing its deterrence capacity, our main weapon, the fear of us. So we now can be grateful to Ariel Sharon for translating a political sciencey term, deterrence capacity, into the language which we all understand. the fear of us. Deterrence capacity means you have to restore the fear of us in the Arab world. Sort of like the mafia every once in a while has to break somebody's kneecaps to remind the people in the neighborhood who's in charge. That's the mafia restoring deterrence capacity.